This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Emergency supplies are sales tax free this weekend in Texas. The tax holiday begins at midnight tonight and will run until midnight on Monday, April 29th. It's in effect online as well as in stores. Tax free items include portable generators, emergency ladders, axes, batteries, can openers, carbon monoxide detectors, coolers and ice chests, fire extinguishers, first aid kits, fuel containers, and more. A report presented to the Paris City Council by Justice Research Consultants in Denton shows the Paris Police Department has received a clean racial profiling report. The Paris PD is in full compliance with the law. Two complaints of racial profiling were filed during the past year, and after an internal investigation were determined to be unfounded. A 51-year-old Idabel man has been jailed in McCurtain County on first-degree felony child sexual abuse charges. Robert Groven allegedly sexually abused two children and recorded some of the alleged acts of abuse that reportedly happened over a span of 9 years. He faces life in prison if convicted. Paris police arrested 40-year-old Jonathan James Duncan after receiving information about his location. Officers responded to the 1200 block of Southeast 15th Street in Paris, made contact with Duncan, and arrested him for an outstanding parole violation. The original charge was arson. Jarvis Lamont Singletary was arrested in Hopkins County on a bond forfeiture warrant for fraudulent use or possession of more than 10 but less than 50 items of identifying information. He was also charged with felony bail jumping and failure to appear. There may still be some tickets available at the gate for the Sulphur Springs Rotary Club's Claws for a Cause Seafood Boil tomorrow. Gates open at 5 p.m. on Celebration Plaza, and this year, in addition to crawfish, the boil will include shrimp or snow crab. Individual tickets are $40 and can be purchased in advance by scanning the QR code on posters around town. There'll be live music from 80s Gadgets as well. Contact Cheney Johnson at 903-439-7929 or any Rotary Club member for more information. Texas A&M Commerce hosted a luncheon in Rockwall to celebrate the university's planned Ted and Donna Lyon Center for Game Bird Research. The Lyon Center, which will be located along Highway 24 in Commerce, about 1.5 miles south of the university campus, will feature a state-of-the-art quail research and production facility, a wetland research station, an interactive quail encounter experience for visitors, classrooms and meeting spaces, wetland and upland and nature trails, and office space for game bird faculty and students. The Lyon family kick-started the center in 2022 with the largest all-cash gift with immediate impact in university history. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.